Calgary's South Centre Mall is hosting a month-long Indigenous art show to commemorate September 30th, the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, which Canada recently declared as a federal statutory holiday. The Coloring It Forward Reconciliation Society has teamed up with the South Centre Mall for the exhibit, which features 18 Indigenous artists showcasing different topics within their artwork. The exhibit can be found by the Sports Check entrance on the second floor of the mall. Diana Frost is the founder of Coloring It Forward Incorporated, a social enterprise, and the Coloring It Forward Reconciliation Society, a nonprofit. She tells Windspeaker Radio what the event is all about.
It's an Indigenous art exhibit on the theme of truth and reconciliation. So what we're hoping is to show people a wide variety of artists' view of the theme of truth and reconciliation. And so the pieces are on different topics. Some of them are about healing. Some of them are about missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. Some of them are about residential schools. And some of them are about strength and honor and all this. And so we wanted to share with the public an artist's view of that topic. And then on the back of the pieces of artwork, we also are providing suggestions of actions that people can take. They want to participate in reconciliation, but they're not sure what to do.
Frost hopes that this event will help people implement recommendations on how people can foster reconciliation in their own communities. Alexandra Velosa is the marketing manager for South Centre Mall and is excited to be part of this event, which began September 1st and runs to the 30th.
How can we provide them with a venue that they can talk to people and just educate them about their culture, their issues, their art as well? You know, like the artwork pieces are absolutely stunning, and we are very excited to have received such a good support from these communities now that are coming to the mall and are just like using us as a venue for them to connect with the entire community.
Frost says that art exhibits are sometimes easier to highlight issues than reading about them from books.
We need more art exhibits to share with people. I think art does portray someone's reality and someone's vision of a topic, and I think it's art is a way to learn about an issue in a less threatening way than sometimes than a speech or reading a book, or it's a bit easier to look at and to, you know, take in at your own pace.
Velosa is very excited and says there will be a grand finale on September 30th and explains what they have planned.
In this event, we are having interactive activities for the kids and families to enjoy. There will be also like a formal ceremony, a blessing, a dance performance, and also the opportunity to have the full day to get in touch with people from Indigenous cultures and learn about their culture, and a good space for people to interact Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
A lot of people will be sporting the orange Every Child Matters t-shirts and colorful ribbon skirts for the Orange Shirt Day, which commemorates a terrible legacy of the Indian residential school system in Canada. Information about the exhibit can be found on the mall's website, www.southcentermall.com, or on the Coloring It Forward website. For Windspeaker Radio, I'm Balika Kamakateo.